This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin, for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ internet website, gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestapp and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, gospel2africa.com. On Facebook, facebook.com/gospel2africa. At our Facebook page, we have internet links to African language Bibles that you can read online. You can find those internet links at facebook.com/gospel2africa. If you are not a Christian, you may not know the reasons why Christians gather to worship and praise God in a church building usually. Have you ever wondered why Christians do this? Why do they praise God, either alone or in a group worship service? Christians are very aware of what Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, has done for them. They know that before they surrendered the will of their lives to the control of Jesus and became born again by the Spirit of God, they were lost and headed for hell to be eternally separated from heaven. Heaven with its love, joy, light, peace, and fulfillment in the very presence of God. Jesus made it possible for Christians to meet the standard of moral perfection which God requires to enter heaven and to be in the presence of God. Jesus removed the stain and guilt of sin for each Christian person, and with heaven and eternity with God now guaranteed by the Holy Spirit, Christians have no worry about death and what comes after it. So Christians have so very much to thank and praise God for every day. Praising God is as natural as breathing for the true believer in Jesus. The book of Psalms is the praise book of the Bible. It's right in the middle of your Bible, and it gives us hundreds of reasons why praise is important, as well as examples of how to give praise to God. In examining those reasons and examples, one thing becomes clear. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High. That's Psalm 92. Praise is a good thing. That means it is pleasant, valuable, and morally excellent. Psalm 147 tells us that praise is beautiful and agreeable. When we consider the reasons why we should praise God, we find a list of His attributes. He is full of glory, Psalm 138. He is great, Psalm 145. Wise and powerful, that's Daniel 2:20. God is good, Psalm 107. Merciful and faithful, as in Psalm 89:1, and much, much more. This list of attributes is complemented by a list of His wonderful works. He is the one who saves us, Psalm 18:46. Keeps His promises, 1 Kings 8:56. God pardons sin, Psalm 103. And gives us our daily food, Psalm 136. To try to list all the things God has done is impossible, but it is a wonderful exercise because it turns our hearts back to Him and keeps us mindful of how much we owe to Him. Psalm 148 tells us that all of creation is commanded to give praise to God. When Jesus was entering Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, great crowds gathered and offered him their praises. The Pharisees wanted him to rebuke the people, but Jesus answered, "I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out." Though there are many people who choose not to praise God right now, there is coming a day in which every knee will bow and every tongue will confess the praises of God. See Philippians chapter 2. Some will joyfully give those praises because of the salvation they have received, while some will give those praises as conquered enemies headed for eternal punishment for their rejection of God. Praise is a vital part of a life surrendered to God, and it gives credit where credit is due. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Psalm 107. Here are some more of my favorite excerpts of the Psalms. Enjoy them along with me. Psalm 2. Why do the nations rebel? Why are the countries devising plots that will fail? The kings of the earth form a united front. The rulers collaborate against the Lord and His anointed king. They say, "Let's tear off the shackles they've put on us. Let's free ourselves from their ropes." The one enthroned in heaven laughs in disgust. The Lord taunts them. Then He angrily speaks to them and terrifies them in His rage, saying, "I myself have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill." The king says, "I will announce the Lord's decree. He said to me, 'You are my son. This very day I have become your father.' So now, you kings, do what is wise, you rulers of the earth. Submit to correction. Serve the Lord in fear. Repent in terror. Give sincere homage. Otherwise, He will be angry, and you will die because of your behavior, when His anger quickly ignites. How blessed are all who take shelter in Him." And then if you have a Bible, turn over to Psalm chapter 8. O Lord, our Lord, how magnificent is your reputation throughout the earth. You reveal your majesty in the heavens above. From the mouths of children and nursing babies you have ordained praise on account of your adversaries, so that you might put an end to the vindictive enemy. When I look up at the heavens which your fingers made, and see the moon and the stars which you set in place, of what importance is the human race that you should notice them? Of what importance is mankind that you should pay attention to them and make them a little less than the heavenly beings? You grant mankind honor and majesty. You appoint them to rule over your creation. You have placed everything under their authority, including all the sheep and cattle, as well as the wild animals, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and everything that moves through the currents of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how magnificent is your reputation throughout the earth. And then flip over a few pages, if you have a Bible open, to Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. The sky displays His handiwork. Day after day it speaks out. Night after night it reveals His greatness. There is no actual speech or word, nor is its voice literally heard. The law of the Lord is perfect and preserves one's life. The rules set down by the Lord are reliable and impart wisdom to the inexperienced. The Lord's precepts are fair and make one joyful. The Lord's commands are pure and give insight for life. The commands to fear the Lord are right and endure forever. The judgments given by the Lord are trustworthy and absolutely just. They are of greater value than gold, than even a great amount of pure gold. They bring greater delight than honey, than even the sweetest honey from a honeycomb. Oh, and then I really enjoy Psalm 23. It reminds me of Jesus, who calls Himself the Good Shepherd in John chapter 10. Here is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, and let me add my own personal amen to that. Psalm 29, how about this? Acknowledge the Lord, you heavenly beings. Acknowledge the Lord's majesty and power. Acknowledge the majesty of the Lord's reputation. Worship the Lord in holy attire. The Lord's shout is heard over the water. The majestic God thunders. The Lord appears over the surging water. The Lord's shout is powerful. The Lord's shout is majestic. Psalm 32. How blessed is the one whose rebellious acts are forgiven, whose sin is pardoned. How blessed is the one whose wrongdoing the Lord does not punish, in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I refused to confess my sin, my whole body wasted away, while I groaned in pain all day long. Then I confessed my sin. I no longer covered up my wrongdoing. I said, I will confess my rebellious acts to the Lord, and then you forgave my sins. Psalm 34 says, I will praise the Lord at all times. My mouth will continually praise Him. I will boast in the Lord. Let the oppressed hear and rejoice. Magnify the Lord with me. Let's praise His name together. I sought the Lord's help, and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him for help are happy. Their faces are not ashamed. This oppressed man cried out, and the Lord heard him. He saved him from all his troubles. The Lord's angel camps around the Lord's loyal followers and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the one who takes shelter in him. Let us praise the Lord Jesus Christ for his offer of eternal salvation as a free gift. Friend, have you accepted the free gift of salvation from Jesus? If not, I urge you to do so today. Where you will spend all of eternity depends entirely on your faith in Jesus or your rejection of Him. I am going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. We so enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address, gospel2africa.com. And it works on your internet-enabled mobile phone and your computer, too. You can listen to past, present, and future programs at our website. We also have links to African language Bibles at our Facebook page. You can find those internet links at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I leave you today with this text from Psalm 150, verse 6. Let everything that has breath Praise the Lord.